and welcome to the AFN Symphony Hour. Today's concert brings you Sergeant Ezra Lederman of the United States Army conducting the Wiesbaden Symphony Orchestra. The program consists of Sergeant Lederman's own compositions and features the first performance in Germany of his Leipzig Symphony. The young composer-conductor is a combat veteran, formerly with the 69th Infantry Division, and his experiences in action provided the inspiration for the compositions which you will hear today. The first of these is the Leipzig Symphony. The first movement of the symphony begins with the preparation for battle at the moving up of our troops to the battle lines facing the city of Leipzig. Now the attack begins. Our army plunges relentlessly ahead until by nightfall only the center of the city remains to be taken. In a huge military monument, the last remnants of the SS garrison are holding out. The defenders are doomed. The end of their murderous careers has come. The infantry assault begins. The enemy is well entrenched in the monument, and the American troops withdraw to form a line surrounding the monument. The second movement begins with a description of the great granite structure, which seems to symbolize the Nazi ideology. Heavy artillery unleashes a terrific barrage, and just as the all-out attack is about to commence, the Germans surrender. And so the city of Leipzig falls to the victorious Americans. The third movement describes the complete and utter silence which envelops the city after its capture. Then, one by one, slowly and cautiously, the people emerge from the ruins. The prisoners of war are set free. They run about hysterical with joy. For this is victory, glorious victory, and elation is high. But all about is the fallen city. There is destruction, there is death. The fires are still burning, the smoke is still curling upward, and so the exultation of victory dissolves as the music becomes solemn and meditative. The final movement, the fourth, is a hymn and a prayer. It is a hymn to the American soldier who died, and a prayer that they did not die in vain. A prayer for the children of the city, the victims of the madness of their parents, and a hymn of hope and promise. Hope that the victory attained here will contribute to the fulfillment of the ideals and plans for a better world, and a promise that if the final victory does not come from this sacrifice, then once more the common man will arise, sweeping everything from the face of the earth. And once again, the soldier prays for his fallen comrades, that those who died should indeed not die in vain. Our concert is now about to begin. Sergeant Lederman has taken his place on the podium, and in just a moment you will hear the Leipzig Symphony conducted by its composer, Sergeant Ezra Lederman.